सर्वनाश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय
spiritual warrior.
Right. The need for constant the influences of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes his own pervasiveness in several different verses. And in the seventh chapter, he explains how spiritual relationship Mata Parataran Manya Kinchi Pashi Dhananjaya Vayi Sarva Nidhan Kottan Sintre Mani Dhanani. O conqueror world, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as follows. Here the Lord confirms that all things ultimately rest. This includes all objects, all beings, all emotions, all knowledge, all activities, all attitudes, and all resources. Everything rests on and emanates from. We want to develop continual mindfulness so that we can experience and interact more with God. When we develop proper mindfulness, even our external circumstances will no longer matter because we will have dovetailed our consciousness with God and developed cognizance of Him, even at work, at home, or on the street. In Bhagavad Gita 7.6, Krishna continued to explain, Eta Yuni. Eta yonini utani sarvaniti upadharaya. Aham Krishna said to Gata, Prova layas Gata. All creatures beings have their source in these two natures. All of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both origin and dissolution. Mindfulness again means experiencing God everywhere, seeing everything as a manifestation of Him, and seeing everything in Him. It also means positioning ourselves to receive and experience God's blessings and auspicious in our day-to-day functions, as we eat, drink, sleep, meet, we can see all things in relation to Krishna by remembering His word. Rāsamam apsu kanteya pravabhāsmi sasi surayo panava sarava vedishu sabdaki pavrusam. Also, no Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun, and the moon. The syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and ability. Krishna gives us so many opportunities to remember Him. When we observe the sun moving in space, we can immediately reflect on this fiery planet. His simple conception of Krishna's presence can occupy us, can accompany us in our daily dealings, and even provide comfort if we act properly, because we know that God sees and obeys. Most importantly, all of these representations are expressions of Krishna radiates his love in the form of sunshine, which heals, purifies, soothes, and illuminates. If we can remember this fact and allow that thought to permeate throughout, then our love for the Supreme will naturally grow without impediment, because we will feel intense gratitude for his provisions. Once we enter into this frame of mind, we will find it easier to follow the recommendations by giving that oral reception to the words of God, which are both edifying and pacifying. When Krishna says, "I am the light of the sun and the moon," the syllable boom in the Vedic mantras, "I am the sound in ether and a blinking mind," we can recognize his presence more fully, minute by minute. While appreciating the various abilities in a man or woman, we can recognize the Supreme as the source of those talents. Actually, whenever we witness some great achievement, ability, or beauty, instead of allowing the temporary possession of that gift to attract us, we can remember the Lord who possesses these brilliant qualities in full. We can also remember his extreme generosity and magnanimity in sharing them so liberally. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking, maybe, if you have had?
If we are mindful, we can perceive Krishna.
If we are mindful, we can. If we are mindful of Krishna, all external circumstances will not be a problem. If we are mindful, we will realize how provision, everything is coming from Krishna. Very good. Not being mindful of Krishna, see how much we are missing. Is it not? We are not missing much. Are we not missing? Not being mindful of Krishna, so much we are missing. So much is available. So much is available. Krishna is always present before us, constantly. Everyone, Krishna. Is it not true? I am what? The light of the sun. We see sun every day. Right? I'm the taste of water. We drink water every day. Every day we drink water. Right? Either we're beating, we're drinking water. Is it not? So if someone is a bathroom, you see, just see Krishna. Just see Krishna. Right? Just see Krishna. When we see someone demonstrating extraordinary ability, this is Krishna. Krishna just gave a fraction, just a fraction, a significant fraction of his attribute to this person. So how will the owner himself be? The owner. The tiny one that Krishna has given to this person. Just see how wonderful it is. So wonderful. Is it not? How do we feel when someone thrills us with singing? Just singing.
Right? Many devotees had come up from Kirtan and said, I forgot where I was. That Kirtan, I forgot. Is it not? So, suppose we trace that. We trace that to the source. How wonderful our own life would be. With everything, I am moving. It's Krishna's mercy, right? The strength I'm using to move, the strength I'm using to talk, the strength I'm using to see, the strength I'm using to hear. How merciful and kind Krishna is. Can we estimate Krishna's mercy? Krishna's costless mercy. But, Krishna is not proud about it. Is it not? Krishna is not proud about it. We who have this tiny thing are very proud. My kirtan forces everyone to dance. Just see how powerful I am. There's no one like me in this world. Therefore, see devotees are doing kirtan. They are looking at everyone to see. Are you glorifying me? Can you see my ability? Can you see my ability? Don't you see? This is our misfortune. Our misfortune. Krishna has completely covered us up with his mercy. I have quoted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times. Chaitanya Bhagavat. If I do not show my mercy to someone, even if I'm standing before the person, I do not. The person will never see me. Krishna face to face, eye to eye, touching the person, not see me. So, although Krishna is present everywhere, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Prabhava, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Mottara Sarvam Prabhavati, Iti Matva, Padentimam Buddha Bhava Samadhi. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Prabhava. Krishna said this mighty material world belongs to me. That alone, this is what Guru Javis explained. That alone to understand. So this is the person I'm worshiping. This is my Lord. That is so rich. The whole of this belong to him. Is it not? We think like this. My friend is one who owns the whole of this. Just the whole belongs to my friend. This is my friend. My friend owns this. I know the person who owns this. That alone, even this alone, is sufficient to encourage us to take Krishna consciousness very seriously, very, very seriously, appreciating the supreme honor. Bhaktaram jagat jat, Bhaktaram tapasya. What do you say? Bhaktaram jagat tapasyam, sarvaloka maheshwaram. So who did? Sarabhutanam. Bhaktaram, that is Krishna. Krishna is Bhakta. So look at that. Bhakta. It's Krishna. And he's our, according to Rupa Goswami, he's our friend. Is it not sweet? Is it not enough for anyone to yes. This is the best place I should be. This is the best thing to do with my life. Yet, Maya is so strong. Maya is so strong. We don't see. We don't see. Krishna is waving, hey, see me, see me, see me, but we don't see. Maya covers it. We don't see. We only see Maya. How do we see Maya? I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do. But the main thing which we should do is forget. Even those who try to come to this stage of having these teachings. We have this teaching, Vedas, Bhagavad Gita. We have this teaching. We have these teachings. At the same time, it is not appreciated. Not appreciated. Are we dying for Krishna? Are we dying for Krishna? When there is a disturbance in our sense gratification, we want to commit suicide. Is it not? But we commit suicide for Krishna. Because I'm missing Krishna. Do we miss Krishna? But our sanctification, which is arrangement Maya has made to take us away from reality. When it is missed, woman, I give my heart to him or to her. Right? I give my heart to him or to her. He or she disappointed me. I'm finished. Is it not happening? Do we die for Krishna? Can we understand? Can we see what is happening? What we are doing? Yeah? It disappointed me. I'm highly disappointed. That's our language. But have we ever felt like that for Krishna? I'm so disappointed that I'm not chanting 64 rounds every day. One other prayer of Gurudev, he said, he taught us the vision we should have for Krishna consciousness. He taught us a vision. That is from Vega, the prayers. I'm so much in hurry that I don't have time for anything without Krishna. You read that? In the prayer. I'm in a terrific hurry. That's the word he used. Terrific hurry. Terrific hurry. I'm in terrific hurry. I don't have time for Goshi. No time. But we have time. That is our feast. Isn't that a misfortune? You know the misfortune? We are not in hurry. No. Prabhu, my job remains. I have to take care of this first. Before anything else, my job. Do we do like that? No, I cannot take the saddam now. My job is I'm not qualified to eat until my job is finished. My qualification to take the saddam. We feel like that? So, being mindful or mindfulness, what does it mean? This is what it means. This is what we should look at. Being mindful. Oh, I'm not feeling. I have to complete my job before process. This is mindfulness. We are mindful of the essence of our existence. How can I eat them? I'm so much in a terrific hurry. I have time for job. I don't have time to waste for anything which is not encouraging my chanting, my hearing about Krishna. I don't have time. Terrific hurry. Mindfulness. Krishna has spread himself everywhere. Why Krishna is doing this? Why Krishna is spreading himself everywhere? I am the secret syllable Om in the Vedic mantra. But why Krishna is doing this? What is Krishna's intention doing this? Krishna wants to, by hook or by crook, capture us. This is Krishna's costless love for us. By hook or by crook, let me devise, this is the proper word, devise many ways to expand Christian consciousness. I was listening to lectures, this so many lectures, and he spoke about me so much, some powerful things. Every day is helping me to appreciate the personality we have with us, sometimes like he's solemnly about it, the personality we have that we miss, we didn't take advantage of. This solemnness about the teacher, that's one. Something properly explained what is ISKCON. And then when I look at that, and Gurudev perfectly fit into that statement properly. The definition of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev fitting perfectly into that. I was saying what you should take note. Mindful. Papa said, the meaning of ISKCON is to have feelings of others in our life. To do what? To have the feelings of others in our life. And in Ghana, we also have a samadhi for Gurudev. A great Srivas Prabhu organized, but the Sugadas Prabhu. Very, very nice samadhi. And in this samadhi area, they have displayed all around a statement from Gurudev, which also fit into this. That Prabhu was quoting on the other day here. He was quoting it. So, Gurudev, he said, all of us should look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I doing to help the world? Does it fit in the definition of ISKCON? Huh? Yeah. Does it fit in? All of us devotees should look at ourselves and ask, what am I doing to help the world, to help people in our sufferings? We have such a personality who lived with us. But what do we do with him? This is our misfortune. We don't assess what is available. Why? We are not mindful. We are not mindful. It is a whole lot of training. It's a whole lot of training. And that is why we are discussing training the mind to become mindful of the essence of everything, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, everything becomes very meaningful. This is the experience one has in coming to Krishna consciousness. Everything becomes meaningful when one comes to Krishna. You know? You have that experience? Everything. What has no importance for you when you come to Krishna? Hey, everything becomes meaningful, very important, because everything belongs to Krishna. And Gurudev said, did he say it here? Most importantly, all of these representations are expressions of God's love for us. Krishna radiates his love in the form of sunshine. This is Krishna's love. Sunshine. Do we pay for it? We pay for oxygen in the hospital. But do we pay Krishna who made it? Do we pay? Do we pay for the force for us to move? To digest the food in our stomach? We pay? Who owns all these things? Krishna. How much do we recognize him? How much do we recognize a person who is providing everything? We are so ungrateful. It is our problem. Krishna spread his love everywhere. Although these things are there, what we do is to claim them for ourselves. We claim them. The moment we do a little thing, we put our name there. This is me. But we don't put the honor, the original honor. It's not there. So you can see our foolishness. Furthermore, the act of dispensing these charities to his children, friends, and lovers never deplete or lessen him in any way. This is Krishna. Krishna is not afraid that I'm going to give everything to people. And we can't finish. He has unlimited. It's unlimited, he has unlimited resources. So Krishna is inexhaustible. Abhayam. Inexhaustible. Jadi vibhuti mat saktam siriman urjitam devacha. Tat tat iva vaga cha tum mama tejum sa samba atava bahu naitena kim gyane tena tavarajuna vistabhyaham idam krishnam ekam sena situ jagat. Know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Bhagavad Gita 10:41-42. When we function with a mindful consciousness during our daily duties at home or at work, which may seem quite tedious and unfulfilling, such duties can take on a whole different perspective because we see them in relationship to some aspect of the Creator. Those of us who are captivated by the wonderful aroma of various scents can relish the Lord in this form. He again stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:9. When we function with a mindful consciousness during our daily duties at home or at work, that means what? In everything, we see Krishna. In everything. In everything that we do it in connection with Krishna. If we do that, no activity will become a burden. No activity will be tiring. Everything will become a joyful experience, and it will become a new experience that we don't feel exhausted because we are connected with the source of everything. So it is very important for us to learn this, the act of seeing everything of us in connection with Krishna. We see everything in connection with Krishna. Everything in connection with Krishna. Be mindful. So one enter the kitchen, what should be in my mind? When one enter into the kitchen, what should be in the mind? I'm going to cook for Krishna. I'm going to cook for Krishna. But waiting like that, I'm going to cook to these people who don't like me. This is not mindfulness. It is wrong. When we enter kitchen, we should do what? What should be in the mind? What should be in the mind? I am going to cook for Krishna. My sweet friend. My sweet friend. If you are going to cook for a sweet friend, how are you going to cook?
Very nice.
Very nice. You'll be thinking how my friend will enjoy this. Is it not? But my friend, Mother Yashoda said, today I am going to make this yogurt myself. Because Krishna is my son, I have to show him my motherly affection. That's the mood. I want to show him my motherly affection. I will offer this thing to Lord Narayan. I'm cooking for Lord Narayan. I'm cooking for Lord Narayan. I will show my motherly love for my son. When Narayan will taste this, he will be very happy to give my son long life. And my son will never again be a thief. This is a motivation for Mother Yashoda to cook, to make a second for Krishna. And we hear yogurt. Krishna is stealing yogurt. Don't think then you buy it in the supermarket. That is not good. Krishna is stealing. Krishna will not steal that. There is no affection inside. So this will be the motivation. The mindfulness. This is mindfulness. Every morning I'm going to tell my deities. I remember what Srimati Radharani said. Every morning to approach my deities. Remember what Srimati Radharani said. But Srimati Radharani was informed that Vasudeva Maharaj has arranged a sacrifice for the protection of Balaram and Lord Krishna. He engaged Bhargavi Maharaj, powerful priest, not probably secret, at the base of Govardhan, the base of Govardhan. Srimati Rani was sitting. This is Raghunandas Goswami. Srimati was sitting at Radha Kund, beautifully decorated, fully blossoming with aromatic flowers. All when you see Radha Kund, is what is happening, not what you are seeing. It's completely different. Srimati was sitting there, and when she had for Sukma, I forgot the name of Srimati Radharani. She informed Srimati Radharani the sacrifice. Immediately she bathed, decorated, dressed herself, and with the purified mind. Yes. You understand? What? Purified mind. She took the ghee on the golden pot on her head. And she started going, accompanied by Lali, affectionate Lalita and Buddhi Visakha. This is, I'm using the exact word. Affectionate and Buddhi Visakha. So was going on. This is the point I want to take from this. I'm not going far. I don't want to continue. I don't want to take only this portion. With purified mind. We are talking about mind, but purified mind. And let me tell you, anytime you see anything drop from my hand, my mind has gone out. So Krishna is pointing. Anytime you see something drop from my hand, it means my mind was off. You understand? My mind was off. So Krishna responded to that. Purified mind, she used to worship Krishna. Purified. So, we should practice being mindful. That's a hearing. I'm doing this because I heard. Just hearing. So we want to practice, and we're practicing. One day to become our what? Yes. Spirit. Before our spirits? Habits. Our habit. It will become our nature. Then we start experiencing it. You understand? Affectionate like little Buddhi Visakha. That company cemetery. They were moving very swiftly. I'm sorry. My mind is to come back. I'm sorry. They were moving affectionately and cemetery talking so sweetly with blessing and her two friends. And she was chastising her heavy waist, which is impeding her moving very fast. She wanted to move very fast. She was chastising, rebuking. That means what? That means she's talking to a person. She's talking to a person. Chastising and smiling and speaking suddenly, affectionately glancing at her friends. In this way they proceeded, not using vehicle. They proceeded from the vehicle of their mind. The vehicle they used was their mind. That's what they used. Arriving there at the sacrificial arena, they submitted all this to the sages, who were so happy. They continued. The aroma was this sacrifice was so sweet. So they were pouring and being satisfied. They gave wonderful ornament to the gopis, fulfilling all their desires. This one Krishna had this, and he came to block the gate. Eh? You have been cheating. You have been cheating. Every day you have been dealing with black market. You have been dealing with black market. Today, I was ordered. Come day, called me and rebuke me severely. These gopis are selling this, their product in black making lucrative business in the black market. Go and collect tax for all of them. If anyone refuses, I raise them and bring them here for punishment. The second one belongs to God. Pay tax for your products. For years you've been cheating. Huh? Today, Providence has put all of you in my hands. You can escape it. So we should go to the kitchen with what? I am going to cook for who is my sweet friend. This is a practice of mindfulness. Be mindful. We don't just want to hear these things. We want to be practitioners. We want to be practitioners. So we are going to make gallant. What should be in the mind? I want to make this gallant. I said to him that when Krishna wears it, he will see me. Krishna will see me. It is not pride. It's not pride. But if you do things with the mind, we have mentioned before, the things which we do with the mind is good. The things which we do without our mind is never good. So I'm going to make this garment in such a way, with affection, and when Krishna wears this, Simantirani wears this, they will see me. When Simantirani made the garland, Krishna wore it immediately. They look at the garland. He saw Simantirani. So what is the essence of hearing all this? To practice. Not that, well, I don't want, that is symmetry. I don't want to compete with symmetry. That is a supreme. Oh, this is an offense. She taught this to us so that we can follow in the footsteps. Because this is the way to please peace with him. So I'm going to do my job tomorrow. What should be in my mind? Huh? Tomorrow morning I'm going to do job. What should be in the mind? I want to chant in such a way that Krishna will enjoy it. Krishna will enjoy the job. Right? Mindfulness. Mindfulness. We have to begin. We have to begin doing something. We should begin doing something. Mindful. The whole thing rests on this. Mindful. If you are not mindful in cooking the kitchen, what will happen? If you are not mindful in cooking the kitchen, what will happen? If you are not mindful in cooking, what will happen? The food will not be prepared. It will not be prepared properly. Krishna will not be pleased.
Krishna will not accept that.
Krishna will not accept. Krishna will not accept. So it will not be prasad. What else? What else? Tell me. Tell me. You are cooking every day. You have experience. What will happen?
Less salt.
No salt or too much salt? No too much pepper? To be burnt? Right? To be burnt? So many things like this will happen if you are not mindful in cooking. Definitely, these things will come. Forget to put salt or too much salt. Is it not? And we are very, very mindful in cooking, very careful about it, constantly remembering, I want to make my friend, my supreme friend, enjoy this. When you finish cooking, you don't need to offer it. It's already offered. You don't have to offer it again. That's why pure devotee doesn't offer there. They cook. You don't need to offer it. Because it's already offered to Krishna. May we have to offer our food again because our minds are not there. So we have to purify it and do so many mudras to purify and offer. Punyo gandha priti vyamcha tejas tasmiri bhavaso. Divanam sarva bhutesu tapas tasmi tapas vishu. I am the original fragrance of the earth. I am the heat in fire. I am the light of all that lives. And I am the penances of all ascetics. Even the sense of smell can help us reflect on an energy or aspect of God. Everything has some fragrance, smell, or emanation. And the earth itself has an original fragrance. This verse describes the dharma or essence of certain objects, such as the heat of the fire and the fragrance of the earth. The essential nature or purpose of all this always lead us back to the Lord. Essential nature or purpose of all things lead us back to the Lord. So you have to practice seeing everything in connection with Krishna. We can do that by how we live our day-to-day life, by the activities which we do. So someone is going to work, right? It's not about cooking for Krishna. It's not about chanting the holy name. It's not about reading any book. Now you are going to work. You are going to work. It's not a devotee factory. So how are we going to apply that? How do we apply that? As a devotee, you are working in a company, not a devotee company. The activities there is not anything, there's nothing devotional there, but you're working there. say you are an electronics engineer, you are going to deal with apparatus and what? What's the language? Components. The component. Yes. The apparatus and the components. You're going to work with this. There's nothing devotional there. It's all material elements. So how will you connect that? How do you connect that with Krishna? How will you connect that? Alright? By always thinking of Krishna and his and the pastimes. Good. What else? How do we connect our material activity? By thinking everything is for Krishna. So all these apparatus and all these components here have to fix all of them. These are Krishna's energies. Right? All these are Krishna's energies. So wonderful. So just see how wonderful all this thing. Just look at the brain Krishna has given to an engineer who has produce all this thing. Just see the intelligence of Krishna in all these things. In all this. Just see Krishna's intelligence. Krishna has given intelligence to person. So it's a tiny person to do something wonderful like this. And then after your salary, what happened? You engage that in Krishna consciousness. Right? This is mindfulness. Being mindful. So you can say, well, I'm not working in the devotional sense of what to do. There's many things to do. Many things to do to be mindful. So you can do like this. You can think like this. You are going to work, you are hearing lectures, or you are chanting. You take your precedence with you. So you want to learn how to cook nicely. So know how to cook. Cook nicely. Don't buy food from a restaurant. Why? Why would you not buy food from a restaurant? Why we should not buy food from a restaurant? They're not thinking of cooking for Krishna. The consciousness, you know, devotees are not offered. Onion, garlic, is a day. Right? It's a business. So when you get there, your mind will be controlled. When you eat that food, your mind will be controlled. You don't know if they have taken bath after whatever they have done. They know how to take a bath. So the consciousness is inside the food. So it's very, very dangerous for us to open ourselves to Maya. There's already enough Maya to deal with. We still have to open more channels. So much is already there. So we should practice closing all these channels. This is Krishna consciousness. We should practice closing all the channels, leaving only Krishna consciousness channel. This is devotion. This is Krishna consciousness. That's why we are here. And what makes us different? What makes us different? What makes it different? It's what makes the difference. So transformation is required. Please. Okay. Transformation is required. And for this, we are discussing all these technologies. Now, as Krishna is expanding his causeless mercy, please let us practice. To practice. Practice. When you eat food which is not prepared by a devotee, you'll be agitated. Your mind will be disturbed. You'll be agitated. See, if we want to help ourselves, we have to be mindful of what we eat. So be mindful of what you eat. Even among devotees. Be mindful. This, some time back, he wrote me that our temple are having a program somewhere and they are all hired cooks and all the leaders are here that are eating. What should I say? I say, don't eat the food. Right? Don't eat the food. And the senior were challenging him. Everybody says, so they do people. Yes, they are big. He says, I'm not big, I'm small, so I will not do like that. I don't want to eat it. Yes. If the Brahma challenged Krishna, what happened? Yeah? So we should learn from that. Ishwaras are different. All of you are big, big Ishwaras. I'm not Ishwara. So if I start acting like Ishwara, will I fit in there? No. So let me act on my level. I cannot eat this. I said, no, don't eat. So like Guru Govinda Maharaj, no. Guru Kishore, that's the Bhagavan Maharaj. It's like Guru Kishore, that's the Bhagavan Maharaj. Told his servant, do not eat festival food. They will taint your mind. Taint, you understand? Understand? Taint your mind. Taint your mind. Taint. They will paint your mind. They will draw some contamination in your mind. Contamination will come to their mind. They can't focus properly. Right? So let us be careful practicing everything that Krishna is giving us. You should see, we should not look at our scripture, see all the quotations coming from Bhagavad Gita. And we have read Bhagavad Gita. So we should try to understand what Krishna is doing. Krishna has pervaded everything for our own benefit. For our benefit, Krishna is doing it. We didn't ask him to do this. We're doing it for our own benefit. So we should be grateful to Krishna. We should be grateful at taking full advantage of what is available for us. And prefer. Krishna didn't make this for himself. He make it just to help us. Is it not? It's to help us. So Prabhupada said, so with all this, if we don't do it, then what can be done? It's proper. What can be done? It is our own duty to follow this. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhiri buddhi matam asmi tejas tejasvinam aham tejasvi. Yes. Yes. It's in the scripture. The Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Vasana Prita, how know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men. 7:10. Throughout the world, we see that great exhibitions of power and intelligence. But for clarification, the scriptures tell us that Krishna is the one supreme source of all these opulences. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. God is the fountainhead of all incarnations, expansions, and entities. Throughout the creation, people constantly seek wealth, knowledge, beauty, renunciation, fame, and strength. But when they reach their goal, they soon find another person who has an even greater stock of these opulences. What is the best way we can expose ourselves to Maya? The best way we can expose ourselves to Maya. The best way we can expose ourselves to Maya. Thinking that we are the best. Listen to the mind. It is our enemy. What is the best way we can committing offenses to Vaishnavas? The best way to expose ourselves to Maya. Maya, see me. See me. Very good. Very good. What else? What's the best way? It's something we are doing always. We're hankering for all these things. Yes. 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 All these things. We want to be like this. We want to be like this. So when you are famous, do you know what you have done? Yes. Yes. If you're not famous, maybe you have only one, two people who are envious of you. If you are famous, you have thousands of people who are not liking you, envious of you. That when they see you, thousands of envy from different directions are pouring on you. Right? Who liked to fight a weakling? A weak person. Who liked to associate with the ugly person? A poor person? Who? A dull-headed person who doesn't understand A, B, C, D. Who liked to associate with such a person? Poor person, not money. Who? You want to associate with who? A rich person. Yes. Very rich person. One day we want to see we arranged for him to visit one big politician. So he doesn't pass through the main gate. He passes through the the confidential gate. Why is he doing that? Yes. So after he finished with meeting, discussing Christian consciousness. So when they were leaving, then he came around. I said, look inside my courtyard. Look at the courtyard. Look inside the waiting room. It's really full. Say, see, look at the time. It is already 6 o'clock. Just 6 o'clock. Look at the thousands of people who are waiting for. What are they waiting for? Not one single person is sitting there. Everyone there is, give me. I'm poor, you're rich, give me. And if you don't give, what do I think? If you don't give me, what do I think? Blasphemy. He's a wicked man. I begged him, didn't give me, it's wicked. He's useless man. We will never think that this person has already given to 1,000 people. So if he didn't give me today, it's not my luck. Let me go. Maybe another time will tell. Nobody think like that. Why didn't give me? Why didn't give me? I came, he didn't give me. Wicked. I'm not a good man. Right? But why is he getting all this? Yes. Rich. So we think that if I become famous, oh great, the whole world will worship me. It is not. We are simply exposing ourselves to Maya. Is it not true? You get more envy, you get maybe what you get people who plan to kill you, you get many. However, in spite of this competition, there is someone who has all of these qualities in full and who no one else can outperform. We can also appreciate the Godhead as the one who has the greatest opulences and qualities. His strength, fame, beauty, world, knowledge and renunciation far surpass those of any other entity in existence. As we reflect on certain aspects of the greatness of the creation, we can then relate those aspects to the ultimate creator. When we see different saktis or energies, we should understand that they all come from the Saktiman or the original energetic. Question? Hare Krishna. Question? Not just initiated devotee. There are many initiated devotees who are not keeping the four related principles. Many initiated are not keeping the principles. Many. Last year we were traveling with devotees on the safari preaching tour of the Solana Japatakasa Maharaj. They in West Bengal. So we got to one village and the devotee, what me, he told me, so this village, there are so many initiated devotees. So now you should eat. I want to go and cook something for you. You should eat. They're not eating. Because I didn't talk because we were looking at the situation, but this place has so many thousands of initiated devotees all over here. So now we can book something for them. So I said, "Do you know them?" They're all devotees, they're all initiated. I said, "My friend, don't worry yourself." So the next morning, after worshipping the deities, so he took the paraphernalia down to go and wash in the kitchen. And the place we stayed, all occupied by devotees all over, all initiated devotees. So he went. I was waiting and waiting. We were supposed to leave. It took a long time to come. I said, "Prabhu, what happened? It is just here." So he said, "No, I didn't wash things there because what I saw in the kitchen did not encourage me to wash these things there." I said, "Prabhu, but you are the one who told me that all the initiated devotees here and the house we are staying also belong to devotees. Yesterday, you told me, just yesterday. So how can you say like this?" So what I saw, I couldn't wash the things there. So you can understand what it means. The initiated devotees. So we are looking at devotees. Devotee. A sadaka. A sadaka means what? What's the meaning of sadaka? What's the meaning of sadaka? But who is practicing? A practicing devotee. We are practicing keeping the four regulated principles. We are practicing chanting. We are practicing hearing. We are practicing reading, studying, serving. This is sadaka, a practicing devotee. So it's a devotee, you are practicing. So one who is not practicing, it's a sadaka, according to the meaning of the word. No, it's a sadaka. We should practice what we are learning. We should practice. It will become our culture, it will become our experience. Only Brahmanas should cook for the Lord. It is not a discrimination. It's about qualification. Why Brahmanas? Brahmanas are self-controlled. Brahmanas are clean. Brahmanas are austere. Brahmanas are tolerant. They are clean inside and outside. It's Brahmana. That is the qualification. That when the Brahmana enter into the kitchen, he is going to, or she is going to cook with controlled mind. "I am going to cook for my supreme sweet friend." But is it true like that? We are going to cook in the kitchen, but we are talking prajapa. I was in one temple. In that temple, I ate in a prasadam hall only once. I never entered again. So the friends were worrying me, "Please eat something. Eat something." I said, "Who are your cooks?" Immediately I asked him like that. He said, "Oh, okay. Now I understand." I just asked him a question. "Who are your cooks?" Congregational members, all initiated, and their altar demigods are there. in the kitchen, they're cooking prajalpa. All the necessary things in their house, they're discussing it. And also, because I don't like you, I'll be talking about you today. You come and cook with me. You know, don't mind this man. All these things are going in the kitchen, Is that the brahmana? So when you eat that food, what do you think we are expecting? Tranquil senses to chant japa with the sweet mind. The senses will be wild. Every action there is a corresponding reaction. That is how nature works. So prasadam is a different science. Why the brahmana should cook is for this qualification. So the qualification they have. But it's not that all of us have the qualification. We have been given chance to become brahmanas. So instead of us who think that I'm a brahmana, we should be thinking that a guru has given me the chance to become a brahmana. Let me work for it to become a brahmana. When his holiness Radha Govind Maharaj gave initiation to the second initiation to His Grace Itai Gundamani Prabhu, one of the instructions he gave, don't tell lies. Is it true? But how many of us are not telling lies? The Guru knows, he said, don't tell lie. You're a brahmana, don't tell lie. How many of us are keeping that? We have a lot of grudges and hatred for each other. even so-called God brothers, the same. Anarchy, always there. We want to see devotees constantly. What is the meaning proper said ISKCON is? What is the meaning? Having feelings of, and Gurudev said, what did he say? With this consciousness, your activities are devotional. If we have this consciousness, our activities are devotional. This is what Krishna will accept. This is what our gurus will be happy to deal with. See the vision of our gurus. We should follow that. That's what makes us devotee. Then our offerings are offerable. Right? First of all, we should be mindful about each other. So be mindful of each other first. Then you can go to Guru. You don't push everyone out of the way to go to Guru. Guru and their best disciple. So, doesn't work like that. Best disciple means you are thinking always with yourself, what am I doing to help everyone to serve the spiritual master better? Then you are a disciple. Yesterday we heard that a devotee who is worshipping, is washing two pairs of dresses, is dirty. So I don't want to be a dirty person. So I should wash one pair every day. Every day I remember Gurudev, because one day he told me he should shave every day. So every time I'm shaving, I remember Gurudev. Just that. I remember. He should shave every day. He told me like that. One day he said, dirty. Shave every day. It's okay. So every time I'm shaving, I remember Gurudev. Shave every day. Shave every day. Just that. This is being mindful. So, we heard that a devotee is considered dirty if they have two pairs of dresses to wash at a time. Dirty. You should have one. Therefore, I don't want to be dirty. So, let me wash. I can be a clean person. Always think like this. Not to be clean, so I can do my service nicely. That is Krishna consciousness. That is being mindful. So remember the instruction. Right? Then you are sleeping. The devotees have asked me this. When the Gurudev said mindful sleep, we are going to reach there. Gurudev in another book, he talked about this beggar. He talked about mindfulness. He also put it here. mindful. We have discussed it before. So some devotees who read it, they wrote me, when you're asleep, you're dead. So how can I be mindful in sleep? So to be mindful in sleep depends on what you do during the day. If you are mindful in your cooking, you are mindful in your japa, you are mindful in relationship, you are mindful in when you are working from here to there, coming back here, mindful of what you do, cleaning, washing your thing, keep everywhere neat, the toilet, everything all very neat, you are mindful of this. You, in the sleep, you also be mindful because you'll be chanting also, you're having kirtan, you're having haranam, you'll be in the lecture, be cooking, you'll be serving devotee prasad. That is mindful sleep, right? So it depends on how mindful are we during the day. If during the day we are not mindful, you cannot have a mindful sleep, right? Just mindful. Mindful sleep. What else?
For another day.
Thank you.
Two questions.
All right.
Muchas veces, especialmente en Occidente, many times, especially in that part of the world, en general, los demás de la predica dicen que come lo que hay, no están planeando, no ofrezcan. In general, devotees, because because we are preaching, they said that eat whatever is available, don't offer it.
Yeah.
Entonces, a veces que para nosotros sí, cuando se habla ofensivo con el devoto, nosotros estamos. So sometimes to not be the opposite of appreciative,
ungrateful.
So not to be ungrateful with the devotee that maybe they are hosting us or something, we could just accept that standard. So, to what point we should be permissive with these things regarding the preaching, where we should draw the line?
Once the Papa went to a house program and the host offered him boga, there was onion inside. So they were treated with onions. Not embarrassed, the whole proper took it, but not every time. It was once a while. So it is not a habit. So we shouldn't make it a habit that every time we have to compromise our rules, our principles. It will not help us, it will affect our progress. What is the explanation of Taranga? The Taranga. We don't have to claim anything, because by doing that we are putting ourselves on Krishna consciousness. That's one of the difficulties. See, so you mentioned we already have a lot. So we want to reduce it, we don't want to increase. So we study, we hear, so we can know what to avoid. What are the necessary things not to avoid? And the necessary thing which we should involve ourselves in. Knowledge will help us to make this distinction. Therefore, our chariots, they help us to explain everything so we can understand. something else? How can we check the level of our Christian consciousness? Many ways to do. How much are we detached from sharing gratification? How much appreciation we have for Christian consciousness? How much appreciation we have in our Christian consciousness? How much level of detachment we have from material things? Because the more we are attached to the things, the more conditioning our situation will be. So we can measure our Christian consciousness. How much taste we have for the Holy Name? What is our taste? Do we have attachment for the name? Do we have attachment for hearing about Krishna? Do we appreciate Krishna's devotees? Our old habit we had before, are we feeling disgusted about it now? Or we still appreciate and regretting? Oh, missing my old music. Are we feeling uncomfortable with non-devotees who are not practicing Christian consciousness? Or we are comfortable? So we can judge. We appreciate the non-devotee association. we can check ourselves and see. Some places of sanctification that I was attracted to before, am I still attracted to those persons, or those places? Oh, God, I remember this and I feel ashamed. Oh, so I was like this before. What a shame. When we feel like this, we know we are making a mistake. If we are still appreciating and regretting, oh, I should be like this. Yeah, we know we are not making a mistake. For being grateful to Krishna, grateful to the Spiritual Master, for all the help, all the mercy they are giving, realizations we get every day, we appreciate. Appreciate it. I'm telling Spiritual Master, telling Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Or we are lamenting. Since I began to do this, see this not happening, see this one, this thing, I've missed it. If I were in my travel, by now, I would have been Prime Minister. Are we regretting being a devotee? Or we are feeling very good being a devotee? Or complaining about the bad things which are happening. See, we'll know, we'll see. If our taste increases, not increasing. There's nothing. Every day we are saying yes to Krishna. Yes, Krishna, yes. Yes.
Self-realized level of devotional service.
If one is not on a transcendental level, we will definitely feel pressured with the obstacles offered to us by material energy. We will definitely feel that. Which is going on. That is the way. And we don't want to be a pretender. To be there. I refuse to take medicine when we are sick. Take medicine constantly. When you're sick, you take medicine. So how do we get there? We'll get there by practice. By practice, we'll get there. How do we practice? We should constantly hear and try to understand that we should not depend on the externals only. Should depend on the externals only. Beyond the external is the internal Krishna factor. First, the knowledge must come in. So that while we are taking the medicine, we understand that your Krishna is the ultimate healer. How to do the necessary thing But the remaining thing Krishna will handle. But I have to do the necessary thing. See a doctor, get a prescription, take the medicine. That I should do. Whether I get healed or don't get healed, that one is for Krishna. That's where knowledge comes in. So we should appreciate this first. Then we can go higher by gradually tuning down the volume of our sense gratification. It should be gradual. So Prabhupada said this is a gradual process. Gradually we should tune down the volume of our sense gratification. Gradually, why gradual? Because we will not be able to handle it if it comes at once. One devotee asked me, why Krishna take long time to get it? He should give me the whole thing at once, let me get free. And I said, my friend, if Krishna gives it all, will you be able to handle it? If you handle it, Krishna just dump everything. Be able to handle it? Krishna is intelligent. So he giving it little by little, like a experienced doctor. He gives the pills, take 2 tablets, morning, take 2 afternoon, take 2 in the night. Oh, take 2 in the morning, take 2 in the evening. It's a doctor has to do. It's experience. So we have to follow like that. So that is the reason of being of gradual. So Krishna is giving it dose by dose so that it doesn't become too much. This is too much. It's not too much. Krishna knows the dosage. And he's giving that. So we should patiently take them. Then cure will come. Definitely cure will come. So it's not a matter of pretending. We have to gradually practice. Constantly praying to Guru and Krishna for help. How we can be reducing this. Be reducing until we come to the stage we can do more and do more. And that is progress. Thank you very much. The whole party. All glories assemble devotees. Hare Krishna. That's what is so far.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.